Press On with Jared Gunter of the Beaver Dam Church of Christ. Hello again, neighbors. Hope you're doing well today. This week we're asking the question, what's amazing about grace? And yesterday we talked about how the fact that grace is a gift, that's perhaps the base understanding that we need to know about grace, is that it is a gift. It's a gift from God. It displays God's goodness. And with grace, it is something that is certainly undeserved and unmatched. And for us to really start to understand grace, we need to realize. That's the R of grace. We need to realize some things about grace. We need to realize, one, that grace is real. As we just touched on the fact that grace might be hard to comprehend, we can't allow ourselves to conclude that since it may challenge our understanding, that it must be false. That couldn't be further from the truth. There's a reason the word grace is mentioned over 100 times in the New Testament. We can relate to pain and suffering, though, can't we? We've all been sick. We've all been discouraged before, too. But as real as all of those experiences are, let's look at 2 Corinthians chapter 12. 2 Corinthians 12, beginning in verse 7, where Paul writes, "So to keep me from becoming conceited because of the surpassing greatness of the revelations, a thorn was given me in the flesh, a messenger of Satan to harass me, to keep me from becoming conceited. 3 times I pleaded with the Lord about this, that it should leave me. But he said to me, 'My grace is sufficient for you, for my power is made perfect in weakness. Therefore, I will boast all the more gladly of my weaknesses, so that the power of Christ may rest upon me. For the sake of Christ, then, I am content with weaknesses, insults, hardships, persecutions, and calamities. For when I am weak, then I am strong.'" You see, just as real as the pain and suffering that Paul was going through, he says that the Lord himself told him that his grace was greater than any earthly suffering that Paul would endure, and that he could strengthen Paul through these challenging experiences. And so, neighbors, if the Lord could do it for Paul, can he not do it for us too? You consider all of the Psalms that call God a refuge or a fortress. That's God's grace rising above the physical, human circumstances that we can find ourselves in. And if that's the case, then grace isn't something to occasionally consider. If this grace is really from God, and it's really that powerful, it's something that should be on my mind constantly. It's something that I should be thanking God for constantly, because grace is what gives the Christian hope. Grace is what sustains the Christian's joy. In fact, Paul writes to Titus in Titus chapter 2 and verse 11, "For the grace of God has appeared, bringing salvation for all people, training us to renounce ungodliness and worldly passions and to live self-controlled, upright, and godly lives in the present age, waiting for our blessed hope, the appearing of the glory of our great God and Savior Jesus Christ, who gave himself for us to redeem us from all lawlessness and to purify for himself a people for his own possession who are zealous for good works." So, God's grace does all of those things? Well, what else could I do but rejoice and find true joy in my walk with the Lord? And while we'll have a couple other points to make in our continuation of this study this week, I think one point that we'll see tomorrow for both the Christian and non-Christian to consider is the fact that God's grace still abounds. God's grace still abounds. And so, if we've already made the point that his grace is real, we need to look at how it continues even today. We'll be back tomorrow with more Press On, right before lunch at the Z. Thanks for listening to Press On, a production of the Beaver Dam Church of Christ. Unfortunately, we're unable to gather until further notice due to the coronavirus outbreak, but we are updating things regularly on our Facebook page at facebook.com/Church of Christ Beaver Dam and on our website, beaverdamchurch.com. We pray that you'll stay safe and healthy. God bless you.